Loving God, this is all I've got. May it be enough. Amen. Just in this week, I have heard cheering and cursing and crying and fear and loneliness. I've sat in silence waiting for something to happen, some word to be spoken, with a certain surety that the word will not be good. Is there a place for me on a day that we call Good Friday? Is there a place for you? We live in a world where politics are unforgiving and unloving, where the cathedral Notre-Dame de Paris burns. I live in a country that is at peace, but the talk sounds like we're at war. I live in a world that feels more certain every day. And sometimes I just want to escape. Just let me watch TV and laugh at Sheldon and Leonard and Penny. It'll be okay. But here I am. Here you are. Instead of escaping pain and injustice, we seem to be hurtling headlong into it this morning, listening to this story, singing songs that are not cheerful. That's not typical. When something hurts, you distract yourself, or you numb yourself, or you deny. But here we are, anything but numb and not in denial. And we call today good. For some, this becomes good because it gets our mind off of the pain, I guess. It takes the pain of our lives, the pain of the world, and it puts all of it on Jesus. Takes it off our shoulders, puts it on the cross with Jesus. Our sins are forgiven. An end to pain is promised. It's part of a historical bargain. After centuries, even millennia, of making sacrifices to God, the best we had to offer, the youngest, the most pure and perfect dove or calf, in those offerings so that God might be merciful and kind to us, God makes a sacrifice to us. Jesus, the one so close, so precious, that we would call him Son of God. That one is sacrificed to us as a sign, a promise of love and devotion. The Lamb of God, sacrificed as we have sacrificed so many lambs before. When I feel distant, separated from a seemingly unfeeling God, this can make sense. The cross becomes a sign of God reaching out to humanity, to me. God offers a sacrifice that I might know that I matter and that God seeks relationship with me. That's good, I suppose. But I don't know if it's good enough today. Some days it's hard to imagine that we're loved by God. I mean, really loved, valued, treasured. Because honestly, we are very often nasty and brutish. We rarely live up to our potential. We frequently break our promises. We distance ourselves from God. We sin, we separate ourselves from relationship with God, knowing full well what we're doing when we're doing it. And yet somehow God continues to love us. And in the world in which we live, in which I live, we know that you can't get something for nothing. So surely this love has been paid for. God can't love us for nothing. Some kind of insurance payment is covering the damages of our sin. And so we can imagine that Jesus comes to the cross in our stead. He's there because we can't be. He takes on our sins. He embraces the punishment that we deserve. Jesus is innocent on the cross, unjustly accused, but we're not innocent. Our guilt is obvious. His death on the cross is really our deserved death, payment for our separation, our sins. And that way, the balance of love is maintained by this sacrifice. And some days, that makes sense. When I feel dirty and worthless and ashamed, it's a relief to know that somebody else is picking up the bill. That's good, I suppose. But I don't know if it's good enough today. As I listen to the rain on the roof, like 1,000 tears from 1,000 people. I suppose the cross could be a sign of all the evil that the world can do. It's all right there. It's the end of the road that moves through betrayal, through mocking and humiliation, through lies and deceit, through false accusations, through indignity and torture, a death penalty rendered for petty crimes. And all of this evil that we know exists in the world, all this evil that we have experienced ourselves, is not enough to silence God. Not enough to destroy love. The most that the world has to throw at God is not enough to win. Because you've heard the story. Jesus forgives even from the cross. God's last word is still to come. And we know that that word is life, not death. In the face of injustice, when I'm tempted to despair in the face of great injustice, this is comforting. Darkness will not, cannot overcome the light. God will have the last word. And that's good. I just don't know if it's good enough today. As I listen to the rain on the roof and I hear 1,000,000 tears cried by 1,000,000 people. Redeemed, ransomed, replaced, fine, but not for me, not today, when I listen to the rain on the roof and I hear 1,000,000,000 tears cried from 1,000,000,000 people. Today, I recognize God's presence in Jesus on that cross. God's presence in the one who is at one with God, innocent and undeserving of even contempt, never mind death. I recognize God's presence in the one who is the face of poverty, the face of the one unjustly accused, the one who's dying, the one who is in pain. Reading any kind of holy scripture in any tradition, it's always been clear that God has something important to say to the poor. God has something to say to the suffering. God has something to say to the marginalized. God has something to say to victims. But on this cross, I recognize that even more, God is being more than saying. God is right there with the poor and the unjustly accused. God is with us in our dying. God is present in our pain. God does not flee the victims of injustice or assault or violence or indifference. God is present, knowing and experiencing these things just as we do. And in that, all the distance between us is gone. Sin, the separation between me and God, is overcome on that cross in this story. I am, we are forgiven because we are together. I may well be distant from those who don't understand my hurt or my experience, those who have not shared my burden, those who do not know my struggle, but I am not distant from God, who knows through Jesus and on this cross, knows my burden and engages in my struggle. In that, I know that I am not alone ever. God loves me. And that is good. Very good. And I need to be reminded, especially when I'm hurting, grieving, losing. And please, know that this is no simple thing. This is no simple, I love you, signed at the bottom of a psalm, or a text, BTW, heart emoji. This is real love. Love is hard, really hard. Not like romance movies or feel-good 90-minute advertisements for simple, effortless joy. It's not like that. Real love is hard. Real love hurts. Anyone who's ever stayed up caring for a crying child knows this. Anyone who has ever cared for somebody who will never be like the others knows this. Anyone who has sat with a grandparent or a parent in the last days and hours of life knows this. Anyone who has buried someone before their time knows this. Anyone who has been there when a loved one got the diagnosis. Anyone who has loved an addict. Anyone who has seen a relationship end. Anyone who has fed a hungry stranger or welcomed a refugee, only to have their eyes opened to thousands more who are still hungry and still fleeing. Anyone who has tried to love the world knows that love hurts. Love is hard. Here we are this morning. We're not distracting ourselves. We're not numbing ourselves. And here's God, present in Jesus on the cross, not distracted, not numbed. As hard as it is, God does it. Through Jesus on that cross and all that led up to the cross, God lives a love that's hard. And shows us that we are not alone when loving is the hardest. God is present. We're not alone. Love is worth it. And you know it. Even when it hurts. You and I know deep in our bones, in the attics and in the basements of our souls, we know that love matters. We know that love survives everything. Even death. Love changes the world. It changes the lover as well as the loved. This cross changes both us and God. It brings us together in our common experience of humanity, hurting and loving. Not because of what happens the day after tomorrow, but for what's happening right now. As we hear the rain upon the roof, and we can imagine billions of tears cried by billions of people. God is here, and that is good. It's very good to know that we are not alone. Even when the world seems dark, even when we feel extinguished, even when the story tells us that Jesus is dead, we are not alone. And that's good enough for today. Amen.